Hi guys, this is Katie Bell, Liquid Luck. I also left you a voicemail because I couldn't get the forms to accept my ID. Anyway, here's my response to the question of the week. I think Ruth's scripture will be remembered as a good minister because he died trying to protect Harry's whereabouts. That's not something that Ruth's scripture or any other corrupt minister would do. He died trying to protect his whereabouts. That is including torture and like horrible treatment from Voldemort. So he gets kudos in my book. And I also think that his intentions were good. He wanted to extend the olive branch to Harry. I'm sure he heard a little bit about what happened last year with Umbridge and Fudge. He certainly didn't know the whole of it because he was shocked when Harry offered his arm to him and showed him the scars on his hand. But so I do think he was good to try to extend the olive branch to Harry because he wanted the hero on his side. He also tells Harry that he is on his side in Book 7, and in Book 6, he Dumbledore assures Harry that that Scrimgeour is good, meaning confident, but so his intentions are good. However, and he's trying to reassure the public, which is what ministers should be doing, so that's also good. But his execution was just terribly flawed. He shows up on Christmas. You just do not do that at all with Percy, persona non grata at the Weasley house. You just do not do that either. So his execution was just entirely flawed, and I do think he could have been more straightforward by forthrightly apologizing to Dumbledore and Harry for the way the ministry treated him in the past. And yeah, he just could have done it better, but his intentions were good. Thank you guys so much. Love the show. Bye.